Today's daf is Yud Gimel. We'll start at the bottom, even though we did this already. We'll just review. We started from the two dots. Al Shavar Ash B'Torah Kalot V'Chamurot As Donot V'Shkagot. Then we said we had a way of defining that the Ben Nodalo Ben Lo Nodalo was defining, right? It wasn't adding extra categories. It was defining the Shkaga. And then they said, Hi, Aseh Hechidami. Okay, five lines from the bottom. Idelo Avad Shuvah, right? So a mitzvah Aseh, what's the story? How is Yom Kippur Mechaper? Idelo Avad Shuvah Zeruch Hashem Toivah, right? It's despised, the Zvachim of someone who doesn't do Shuvah. And Ida Avad Shuvah Kol Yom Anani. Then every day, once he does Shuvah, he's immediately atoned for. Ditanya Avar Mitzvah Aseh Vasat Shuvah Lozaz Misham Ad Shemachalimah. So here comes Rebbe with his opinion, and that's what we're going to deal with for now. Amar Rebbe Zera, the Tanya Rabba Omei B'Merdova Rebbehi. Okay, this is Rebbe's opinion, that even if he didn't do tshuva, Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper, that's his big chidush. Tanya Rebbe Omer, Kol HaVeirot Shebatorah, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Lo Asa Tshuva, Yom HaKippurim Mechaper, Chutz Mi Porek Ol, Megaleh Panim B'Torah, Mefer Brit B'Basar, Shem Asa Tshuva, Yom HaKippurim Mechaper, V'im Lav, Ein Yom HaKippurim Mechaper. So other than those three, interesting, it's not the top three that we've seen in other places, like Gilor Yot Shvichut Amim and Avodah Zarah, right? These are someone who gets rid of the yoke of God upon him. Megaleh Panim B'Torah, again, we weren't sure exactly what this meant, whether it's to give explanations that are Apikoros, explanations of Torah, or to be arrogant in his Limud Torah, or somehow, you know, somehow connected with arrogance. The case Rashi brings, we've seen this case, that lo haya l'moshe l'chtov ela v'tim na'i tapi l'agash, like, why did Moshe write these psukim? If you remember, we saw this before, this Megaleh Panim Torah. When we fear brit b'basar, and someone doesn't do brit milah, so in those cases, only if you do tshuva will Yom HaKippurim mechaper, but otherwise, all other aveirot, Yom HaKippurim atzmo is mechaper. My time under Rebbe. So what's the reason for Rebbe? Titania, now we're going to learn where he learns this unique opinion from. Ki dvar Hashem bizah, zeh porek ol. Right, so now we're going to say, where does he know about these three? That these three are the only ones you have to do tshuva for. The pasuk here is, we've seen this pasuk before. Ki in Bamidbar Tevav Lamed Aleph, Ki Dvar Hashem Baza Ve'Ebitzvotav Hefer, Hi Karei Tikarei Tanefesh Ahi Avonah Ba. Okay, so that person will be, right, will get Karet. It's the double Lashon of Karet. We're going to darshan it. And Avonah Ba. His Avon, his sin is with him. So now let's see how he darshans this. So Dvar Hashem Baza. Now what's Dvar Hashem? Anochi Hashem Elokecha, right? So if, right, those are the two, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, lo yalecha l'machirim al panai, the first two commandments, God spoke directly. So what's Dvar Hashem? It must be someone who goes against those commandments. Zeh ha-porek ol megaleh panim b'torah. Okay, so the first two are basically negating the first two commandments, that God spoke directly. Ve'et mitzvotav hefer, et mitzvato, sorry, it's singular. His mitzvah hefer, what would be the mitzvah that was, it's considered a hafarat brit, a breaking of contract? Ze hamefer brit babasar. Okay, this is not doing the brit milah. So now we have those three in the beginning, pasuk. How do we know that this means Yom HaKippurim is not going to be mechaper unless they do tshuva? Hi karet, ti karet. Hi karet lifnei Yom HaKippurim, ti karet la'achar Yom HaKippurim. Okay, if you recall, we darshan this in other ways before. Hi karet ba'olam hazeh, ti karet la'olam haba, right? We've seen different ones. We're going to see that also here. Anyway, hi karet, ti karet, hi karet lifnei Yom HaKippurim. This we didn't see when we learned this last time. Yachol afilu asa tshuva, but maybe if he did tshuva, Talmud lomar, you might have thought, what if he does tshuva? Maybe then also he's going to be wiped out forever. But what do we say? No, these three are tshuva dependent. If you do tshuva, you will get kapara. So how do we know that? So the answer is, Talmud lamar avonaba. Lo amarti ela bizman shavonaba. It's God only says that you're going to get tikaret, even after Yom Kippurim, if you still have your avon. But if you do tshuva and it's no longer there, then you're able to get atonement for it. V'Rabbanan, so now Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Yehuda and don't think there's an exception of these three, they think that everybody has to do tshuva. So how do they darshan this pasuk? He karet ba'olam hazeh, tikaret la'olam haba, like I mentioned before, right? He karet means you'll be what, you know, you'll get punished in this world, you'll die young. Tikaret la'olam haba, you'll also in the next world. Avon haba, she'imasat tshuva v'met, mita memareket. Okay, from Avonah Ba, they learn that if he did tshuva and then dies, and that it's his Avonah stays with him until he dies, basically. And then death itself wipes out the sin. So you see that Rebbe has a much easier way to get repentance than Chachamim do. And you see now why the Rambam doesn't hold like Rebbe, because he holds like Chachamim. And it makes sense. What the Rambam said, Yom HaKippurim is mechaper only if you do tshuva. Now they say, according to this, this was all coming to explain our Mishnah. Okay, so going back full circle, our Mishnah had said, mitzvot aseh, and we had to figure out, well, what's the situation of mitzvot aseh? Either you do tshuva and immediately you're atoned for, or you don't do tshuva and then you don't get atonement at all. So it must be Rebbe. Well, if the Mishnah's Rebbe, we have a bit of a problem. Why? Umi matzeh mukmelei k'Rebbe. Can we really say our Mishnah's Rebbe? V'hami d'sefer Rebbe Yehuda hi. Reisha nami Rebbe Yehuda hi. Okay, since the safest Rabbi Yehuda, now we don't know this yet, why? That's going to be the whole next Amud is going to explain the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that is found in the Mishnah. Okay, we're going to show that that's Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Reisha also must be Rabbi Yehuda. Dikatane, as it says in the Seifa, Echad Yisrael ve'echad Kohenim ve'echad Kohen HaMashuach. Okay, so now we have to go back to the Mishnah. Okay, flip back. The Mishnah, toward the very end, said, right after this section, okay, so we're about 10 lines from the bottom of Bet Amabet, Echad Yisraelim, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen HaMashuach. It's all, oh, sorry, I skipped the first words, right? So before this, what do we have? What we've been talking about, Hodah V'lo Hodah, Aseh V'lo Tzedek, Kri Tshuva D'Mito Beit Din, Si'ir Meshalech Mechaper, okay? Echad Yisraelim, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen HaMashuach. In other words, it's Mechaper for all of those people. Okay, as opposed to saying that the Siyar Mishtaleach, right, Rabbi Shimon's opinion, which was mentioned right after that in the Mishnah, is that Kashem Shadama Siyar Nasa Bifnim Mechaper Yisrael, Kach Tamapar Mechaper LaKohanim. In other words, the Kohanim have their own separate track, and the Siyar Mishtaleach doesn't cover the Kohanim. So now, what do you see? That whoever said this line, it's not just the Seifa. Sometimes they say the Seifa, okay, well, this part and that part. But the Seifa, in our case, mix, they're one and the same. We're basically saying the Siyar Mishtaleach and the Chaper and all these things for Yisraelim, for Kohanim, and for the Kohen HaMashuach. So what do you see here? That if that opinion is Rabbi Yehuda, which again, we don't yet know that, but we're going to see the Braita where that opinion is showed. It's in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, okay, which you can see already on your chart. I charted out the opinion in the Mishnah and in the Braita that we're going to see. So if that opinion, that basically everybody is Mechaper from the Siyar Mishtaleach, the first Mishbetzet in the first box in the chart is Rabbi Yehuda says, the Siyar Mishtaleach, everybody gets it for Shara Averot, right? That covers everybody for other Averot that are not, Tumat Mikdash V'Kodeshat, right, that all the other Korbanot take care of. So according to that, if that's Rabbi Yehuda, then you'd have to say that this is also Rabbi Yehuda. Right, that makes sense? So, Uman Ilai HaSfar, Rabbi Yehuda. Michlal D'Resha Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so from there we can infer that the Resha is Rabbi Yehuda. In which case, right, we can't say this is Rabbi, we have to say it's Rabbi Yehuda. So Amar Rav Yosef, he says very simply, Rebbe hi, v'sevar laki Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, no, the author of this M part of the Mishnah is Rebbe. And when he says, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohanim, Echad Kohen Mashuach, he means that, oh, I hold like Rabbi Yehuda on that issue. So it's Rebbe, but he holds like Rabbi Yehuda on that particular issue, which can make sense chronologically, right? He comes after Rabbi Yehuda, and he was his Talmid, so it makes sense that he could hold that way. Amar le Abaye, dafka ka'amar mar, Rebbe sever laka Rabbi Yehuda, aval Rabbi Yehuda lo sever laka Rebbe. Do you have to say that it has to be Rebbe who holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and you can't say that Rabbi Yehuda, and you're assuming that Rabbi, you can't say this is all Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda just happened to agree with Rebbe on this issue. Okay? In other words, again, Rabbi Yehuda came before Rabbi, but you could say that he held the same thing Rabbi held. O Dilma, midu Rabbi, sabar lake Rabbi Yehuda, af Rabbi Yehuda, sabar nalami ki Rabbi. Or could you say, in theory, that if Rabbi agrees with Rabbi Yehuda, that the Sirah Mishtalech is mitchaper for everybody, then maybe you could say that Rabbi Yehuda also holds like Rabbi, that you don't need to do that you don't need to... Right now, I'm getting confused. That you don't need to do tshuva. It's going to atone for you, even if you don't do tshuva. Okay. So now he says, "Miu." Right. So do we say, "Rabbi Yehuda Savar Lami Kerabbi Miu Orcha Demilta Katane Lameimar Detalmid Savar Lakerabe." And if you want it, and what he's really questioning is Rabbi Yosef. When Rabbi Yosef says it's ready and he held like Rabbi Yehuda, are you saying that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rebbe. Okay, now this Rebbe would agree. Remember, there's two issues. There's the number one issue: is Yom Kippurim mechaper without tshuva? That's the first issue where we only know Rebbe's opinion about it. Then we have the second issue that we only know Rabbi Yehuda's opinion about, which is kulam mechaperim b'se'irah mishtaleach, right? Everybody gets atonement, not just Yisrael, but also the Kohanim. So now, when Rav Yosef said, our mission is Rebbe, and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda on that issue, do we have to say it that way? Or can we say that it's also the reverse? And if that's the case, then why did Rabbi Yosef say, he has to explain, why did Rabbi Yosef say, Rebbe held like Rabbi Yehuda and not the reverse? Maybe he was saying it because Orcha Demilta Nakat. In other words, it's just the typical way to say, Lememar de Talmid Savar Lake Rabbe. It makes more sense to say, Rebbe held like Rabbi, it's Rebbe and he held like Rabbi Yehuda, rather than saying Rabbi Yehuda held like Rebbe. Just like saying, you know, your daughter looks like you rather than you look like your daughter, right? It's a more normal way of saying it. It doesn't mean you don't look like your daughter. It just means that we don't say it in that way. So that's his question. Amar le in dafka kamina. No, I really meant it specifically. That Rebbe sabar lake Rabbi Yehuda, avar Rabbi Yehuda lo sabar lake Rebbe. Okay? No, I really meant it like that, which is that our Mishnah is Rebbe, who holds that Yom Kippurim is mechaper even without tshuva, and in addition, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda on the issue of everybody gets kapara with the Seir Mishtaleach. But Rabbi Yehuda would only say the opinion about Kulam Mitchapir B'Seir Mishtaleach, but he wouldn't say that Yom Kippurim is Mechapir without Tshuva. How do we know this? Rabbi Yehuda lo sabar lake Rebbe d'tanya, because here we have a Braita that says, okay, now this Braita, you'll see in a minute, it appears in the Sifra, that's how we're going to go here, in the Torah Kohanim, right, the Midrash Halacha on Vayikra. And the assumption is that a stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. We've had this before where we say stam of this person, stam of that is that person. So therefore, right now, we're not going to see Rabbi Yehuda, but we're going to assume that it's Rabbi Yehuda because of that. So Ditanya, Yachol Yehe Yom HaKippurim Mechaper al Shavim v'sheinam Shavim. You might have thought that Yom HaKippurim is mechaper on people who do tshuva and people who don't do tshuva. We all know when a Midrash Halacha starts out, you might have thought, they're going to say, it's not in fact true. So you might have thought, let's say like Rabbi says, Vidinhu, and it's logical. Why would it be logical to say this? Ho'il v'chatat v'asham mechaprim. Let's find other models of things that can provide atonement. The chatat and the asham. So just like their mechaprim, the Yom HaKippurim mechaper, and Yom HaKippurim also provides atonement, ma chatat v'asham e mechaprim ela al hashavim. When you bring a chatat and an asham, it's only someone who does tshuva, who realizes he did something wrong, and he comes to atone for it. Af Yom HaKippurim ein mechaper ela al hashavim. So therefore, we would learn, logic would state, that Yom HaKippurim is only mechaper al hashavim. So then they say, no, that's not a good logical argument. Why? Ma lechatat v'asham she'ein mechaprim al hamezid kishogeg, tomar li Yom HaKippurim she'mechaper al hamezid kishogeg. But you can learn it from chatat and asham, because chatat and asham are much more specific. Yom HaKippurim covers things that a chatat and asham won't cover, which means that we can't say if a chatat and an asham only take care of you if you did tshuva, you can't necessarily say the same thing for Yom HaKippurim, because already Yom HaKippurim includes things that a chatat and an asham don't. So what do a chatat and asham include? Don't include that Yom HaKippurim does include? The chatat and asham are only if you did them shogeg. If you did it mazi, the chatat and asham don't work. So therefore, right, they're only on things that you do b'shogeg. So Torah Yom Kippurim is mechaper al amazik kishogeg. Yom Kippurim is mechaper also on things you do on purpose. So therefore, ho'il mechaper al amazik kishogeg. So therefore, you might say, don't try to give me a logical argument, because I could take your logical argument and I could say like this. Since it's mechaper al amazik kishogeg, therefore, yechaper al ashavim v'sheinam shavim. Why don't we say then, it can be mechaper on those who don't do tshuva also. Therefore, the Midrash Halacha has to give a different answer. So they suggest, let's come up with an answer to our question. Is it mechaper or is it not? Oh, let's assume. First they say, let's assume it's not mechaper, just like the Chatan and the Ashan. They say, no. That would show that it would be mechaper even if you didn't do tshuva. Talmud Lamar, ach. Okay, what's this ach? Ach be'asur l'chodesh ha'shvi'i hazeh yom kippurim hu. Right, the whole pasuk about Yom Kippur in Parshat Emor is introduced by the Mila ach. However, okay, ach, we've seen this before, ach chilek. Ach comes to set it aside, right? To say that we're going to limit it. It's not going to apply, and what's it not going to apply to? To people who don't do tshuva. Okay, and therefore you have to do tshuva. Okay, now that's the Stam Sifra. Okay, that's a Midrash Halacha, and it's Stam. It was said in the name of no one in particular. And Mane, Stam Sifra Mane, who do we know is usually the author attributed to the Stam Sifra? Rabbi Yehuda. And what does it say there? Rekamar Shavim in, Lo Shavim Lo. What does he say? Only those who are Chozer B'tshuva get Kapara, and those who don't, don't. So what do we see here very clearly? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rebbe. So that answered Abaye's question of Rabbi Yosef. When you said that our Mishnah's author is Rebbe and he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, could you also say that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe on Rebbe's issue? No, you can't, because of the Stam Sifra. But now the Gemara is going to raise a problem. V'rami Stam Sifra, Stam Sifra. But we have two Stam Midrashei Halacha from the Sifra, which contradict each other on this issue. So that one is clear, only if you do tshuva. But here's another one. D'tanya, yachol lo yehe Yom HaKippurim mechaper eleim kein hit'anabo. You might have thought that Yom HaKippurim is not going to be mechaper unless you actually fast. V'kara'o mikra kodesh, and you called it a mikra kodesh, and you didn't do v'lo asaba melacha, okay, you considered it a day of kodesh, and you didn't do melacha, okay, but lo hit'anabo, let's say you didn't fast, you didn't call it a holiday, and you did malacha, minayin. So how do we know that even if you don't keep Yom Kippur, that this is a fascinating thing, right? That Yom Kippurim has power to be mechaper in all of Israel, whether or not they keep Yom Kippur. How do you know this? Talmud Lamar, Yom Kippurim Hu. Okay, in other words, it's saying the day is a day of Kippurim. Doesn't affect who you are, what you do, etc. So Yom Kippurim Hu, they darshan there, mikol makom. So what do you see here? There's another Stam Sifra which holds like Rebbe. So we have one Stam Sifra that holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and one Stam Sifra that, or in other words, sorry, I should say it like this, right? We have one Stam Sifra that holds, you can, if you do tshuva, right, you need to do tshuva, and one that says, right, you don't need to do tshuva. So therefore, it could be that this Stam Sifra is Rabbi Yehuda, and he in fact does hold like Rabbi, and the other one doesn't. And in either case, we have to resolve the fact that we have a Stam Sifra that contradicts a Stam Sifra. So what's the answer? Amar Baye Lo Kasha Ha Rabbi V'Ha Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, very simply. Now, really, the first Stam Sifra we saw is Rabbi Yehuda, and he disagrees with Rabbi, and that's very simple, and that fits in with what Rabbi was, you know, kind of the answer he got when he asked Rav Yosef. So, and Rav Yosef said no, and there we have it. Okay, so no, Rav Yehuda has his opinion, Rabbi has his opinion. Rava Amar, Hava Ha Rabbi. In fact, you could say that both of these are Rabbi. Okay, now you'd have to understand, why does Rabbi say in the first Sifra that we saw that tshuva is a necessary component? Umo de Rabbi bekaret de yoma. Rebbe agrees if, for which case, is Yom HaKippurim not going to be b'chaper? This is interesting. You get karet on Yom HaKippurim for not keeping Yom HaKippurim. So that one avera, Yom HaKippurim is not going to atone for. De'ilo temahachi, karet to Yom HaKippurim le'Rebbe lately, because otherwise, there is no such thing as karet on Yom Kippur. How could you ever get karet on Yom Kippur? If you're atoned for immediately, then there is no karet on Yom Kippur. Alama, so then they say, why? That's not true. Alama lo mishkach ala, couldn't you say that there would be a case of karet in Yom Kippurim? Kegon da'aved belelya umit. De'lo ata yamama l'chipurene. Now, we always say the day of Yom Kippurim is mechaper. So they're taking it very literally, the day. Why the day? Ki bayom hazeh yechaper alechem, right? We know this from our tefillot. Ki bayom hazeh, on that day, meaning the night of Yom Kippurim is not mechaper. So therefore, right, there's all these cases where yom is considered just day and not night. This is one of them. So if you, let's say, did melacha, the night of Yom Kippur, and then you died, then you would get karet, and the day, right, wouldn't atone for you. Then they say, Ela'ema kareti yamama l'rebi le'le. So fine. That's a good answer, but then we're going to say, okay, so there's no karet if you do melacha on the day of Yom Kippur itself. Forget the night. On the night, you could get karet. But you're not going to get karet at all if you do a melacha on the day of Yom Kippur. Now remember, this isn't connected to the korban. This is connected to the itzumo shel Yom Mechaper, which means that until the very end of that day, right, you could do melacha, but the day itself is going to kick right in, erase your karet. So there's no karet according to Rebbe on Yom Kippurim itself. And that's why it must be, there must be, and therefore Rebbe must hold that braita is referring to someone who did malacha on Yom Kippur or didn't fast on Yom Kippur and supposed to get karet. Okay? So now they say, halama, but wait, I can give you another example that actually would be the case. Mishkach ala da'achal umtsa v'chanke umit. Okay, here are two options. He eats raw meat and chokes on it. The reason they gave raw meat is because the assumption is that's something you would choke on very easily. It's hard to chew raw meat. So if he ate raw meat and choked on it on Yom Kippur and died immediately, so there would be no time for the kapara to kind of come in there to kick in. Or he ate just before Shkiyat HaChama, and then, right, basically you're eating right at the very last moment, and then there's no time for the Itzumo Shel Yom Lechaper. Okay, so there still could be those two cases, in which case, right, they kind of show it's not necessarily, this is a little against Rava, who says they have to be Rebbe, and Rebbe agrees that the first one would be about Karet Yoma, because there's no other way to say it, but they kind of say, well, you could still have cases of karet according to, you know, they'd be rare cases, but there could still be some way that you could get karet according to Rebbe if you were Mechalel Yom Kippurim.
Wait,
Yeah.
Not in the second sifra, it says that Rebbe holds it even if you don't
keep it. Yeah, fair.
That's the part that's confusing.
Right, so yeah, I also found that a little confusing. But there, the subject is different. There, they're not talking about would you be getting punished for that specific avera. It is very confusing because that's specifically relating to someone who's being mechalel Yom Kippurim.
And eating and working.
And eating and working, right, and doing all those things you would get karet for. But the issue there is it going to cover you whether or not you're doing tshuva, like you're believing in Yom Kippurim, you're keeping Yom Kippurim. So it's different than specifically the karet of Yom Kippurim. That's talking about, let's say you did all these sins and then you ate on Yom Kippur. Would Yom Kippurim be mechaper for you? Meaning that you didn't do tshuva for anything you did in the past.
But then you get karet.
Well, you would have, and that's according to this, right, so how would it work? So according to this, you would get... you would get kapara and all those things, but right, you would get karet for having those things.
It doesn't.
Right. It doesn't work so great. It's true. It's complicated. Right. I thought it through, but I guess I didn't think it through to the end.
You mean I'd care that you got karet if you're also doing all of these things, but...
Right. Right, you'd have to say that it was mechaper on your other things, but it's not mechaper on what you did on Yom Kippur. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's what it would be saying. The itzumo shel yom, according to the second braita, V'itzumo shel yom is mechaper. You know, Yom Kippurim is mechaper. Even if you don't keep Yom Kippur, on everything that you did before. But it's not going to be mechaper on the karet. Look, the whole explanation of Rava is difficult, and the Gemara doesn't really accept him either. So I think it's not a great answer, particularly that you're raising another reason why it's not a great answer, because then the whole second source doesn't make so much sense, because, okay, so you're getting kapara for everything else, but now you've got karet of Yom Kippur on your head, so what's that really going to help you? I mean, the Gemara rejects it for other reasons, because they say, well, you know, there actually could still be karet on Yom Kippurim. You know, you could come up with cases where it would happen. You know, Abaye makes a lot more sense to just say that one is Rebbe and one is Rebbe Yehuda. Rava is a bit of a more difficult one to understand. Okay. Now, if you remember, the whole thing was, we said that Rebbe must be the author of the Mishnah who holds like Rebbe Yehuda, on the issue of that everybody gets kaparas through the Siyar Mishtaleach. And for this, you can look on the chart. It'll help you. Now we're going to go through where... Okay, before we get to there... Okay, we're actually not going to get to there just yet. First, we're going to try to understand the Mishnah. There's a bit of a problem in the Mishnah, although it's not really such a problem. When we read it, we kind of read it the right way. But the Gemara kind of looks at it as you could possibly read it that this doesn't make sense, but then explains it in the way that we read the Mishnah in the first place. Echad Yisrael v'chad Kohanim v'chad Kohen HaMashuach. Now, you have to read the Mishnah inside straight to understand the question. So let's just open to the Mishnah. So again, it's about 8 lines from the end of the Mishnah, something like that, or the end of the page. About 8-9 lines from the end of the page. Echad Yisraeli, Mechad Kohenim, Mechad Kohen HaMashuach. Okay, right? The Seir is Mechaper for all of them. Ma Ben Yisraelim, LeKohenim, LeKohen HaMashuach. What is the difference between them? That's the difference between them. So the Gemara goes right away and says, what do you mean? Hagufakasha. First it said, Echad Yisrael v'Echad Kohanim v'Echad Kohen HaMashuach. They're all the same. V'ha'adartane, ma ben Yisrael l'Kohanim l'Kohen HaMashuach. And then said, what's the difference between them? Didn't it just say they're all the same? So why are you assuming there's a difference between them? So Amar Rav Yehuda hachikam. Rav Yehuda says, this is what it means to say. Echad Yisrael v'Echad Kohanim v'Echad Kohen HaMashuach. Mitchapim b'Seir Mishalech b'Shar Averot. So the first thing is, they're all equal for the fact that the Seir Mishalech takes care of them for Shar Averot. Ve'ein chiluk b'nehen. Okay, and there's no difference between them on that issue. Uma ben Yisrael l'Kohanim l'Kohen HaMashiach. But where is there a difference in Yom HaKippurim? Ela sha'par mechaper l'Kohanim al tumat mikdash v'kodesha v'chule. Okay, that's the difference. Okay, so now let's explain this. We've discussed this before, but we'll review it. There's two se'irim and one par brought on Yom HaKippurim. Okay, you can look in the chart here also, the second chart on the page. The se'ir mishtaleach, you do vidui on only. Okay, if you remember, we do these viduyim, right, the Kohen does. If you remember the Avodat Yom HaKippurim, right, it's not all understandable when we read this Amitzkach. But you know, they describe the whole tekes, and then if you remember, there are these three moments where the Kohen does this vidui, and then everybody bows down, right? We do have a kala'am, mishtachavim, v'kor'im. So those are three viduyim, okay? There's two that are done on the para Kohen HaGadol, and there's one that's done on the Seir HaMishtaleach. Okay, there's no vidui on the Seir that was done bifnim. Okay, so the Seir HaMishtaleach, we do the vidui for the nation. Okay, you can see this doesn't match Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, what we do, right? Because he says everybody gets kapara through the par. But what we do in the avoda, when we do it in the tefillah, there's the vidui and the seir, just for the nation. Then there's the two viduyim for the par Kohen Gadol. The par that the Kohen Gadol brings, that's called the par Kohen Gadol, but it provides kapara not just for him, but also for the Kohanim. Mm-hmm. Okay, now there's a debate about what it provides for the Kohanim. Okay, so that's going to be the debate between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda is going to say it provides them with kapara on Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav, because Shar Averot are already covered by the Seir Mishtaleach. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's going to be everything, including the Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav and the Shar Averot. Now, the other difference is, you can see from the second chart, is the Seir that's done Bifnim is a korban, as opposed to the Seir Mishtaleach, which is not sacrificed, it's not shechted, we throw it off a cliff, so there's no blood sprinkling. There is vidui, but the seir nasa b'fnim doesn't have vijoy, but does have the sprinkling of the blood. And the par kohen gadol has both sprinkling of the blood and vijoy. Okay, so that's going to be important to set up for later when we get into Rabbi Shimon's opinion. He's going to kind of use that. Okay, so let's see inside again. So he says here, so on the one hand, we have that they're similar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Seir Mishaleach covers them with Shara Veirot, and the difference between them is that the par that the Kohen brings is Mechaper al HaKohanim al Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav. Where does Yisrael get Tuma, the Tahara and Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav? From the Seir LaHashem. Now there's the Seir Mishaleach, which covers the Shara Veirot. This is what we established in the Mishnah already. The Seir LaHashem takes care of Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav for Yisrael. And there, Rabbi Yehuda agrees there is a distinction. Everyone agrees the Seir and Asa B'Fnim is for Yisrael and Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav. There's no debate about that. Both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, as you can see on the chart, agree with that point. What they disagree is Shara Veirot for the Kohanim. Are the Shara Veirot of the Kohanim and the Seir Mishaleach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, or are they done by the Par Kohen HaGadol, according to Rabbi Shimon? And then we're going to see what their proof texts are. Okay, so Umane, and who is this? Who holds this opinion of our Mishnah? Now we're going to get back to Rabbi Yehuda. This is where we started today, where we said Rabbi must hold like Rabbi Yehuda because that opinion is Rabbi Yehuda, right? That our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and then we had to explain, oh, well, it must be Rabbi who holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Ditanya, how do we know this is Rabbi Yehuda? He takes this pasuk. Okay, it's a pasuk from Vayikra Tet Zayin in the middle of the Avodat Yom HaKippurim, or toward the end, actually. It says here, I'll read the whole pasuk first in the Torah Or, and then he's going to darshan every word in here. V'chiperet mikidash ha-kodesh ve'et o mo'e ve'et ha-mizbeach yichaper. Notice that extra word yichaper, we already said v'chiper. V'al ha-kohanim, v'al kol amakahal, and again, there's this extra yichaper. Okay, so we're going to darshan all these words. V'chiperet mikidash ha-kodesh. Okay, there's a big debate between Rashi and Tosfot what it is we're talking about here. Is it the location of the blood sprinklings or some sort of avoda that's done? And they're going to basically, what they're going to discuss here in this drasha is the chiper mikdash kodesh zelafanai v'lifnim. That's the kodesh kodeshim. Et ol moed zehechal mizbeach kemashmo on the mizbeach yechaper elu azarot. Those are the ones done in the azara. Okay, so is it talking about location of where you do sprinklings and pouring of blood and things like that? Or is it talking about locations where you could possibly have gone when you were Tamei? That is, it's mechaper on somebody who went to the Kodesh Kodeshim when they were Tamei. Somebody who went to the Heichal when he was Tamei. So there's debate, Rashi and Tosfot, what exactly this means. Either which way, it's describing different locations in the Mikdash, whether they're locations where we do avodot on Yom Kippurim to be mechaper, or whether it's describing locations where someone did something wrong and we're mechaper on that. So anyway, the date covers all these things, all those places. So again, Lefanai v'Lefnim, Kodesh Kodeshim, Ol Moed is the Heichal, then the Mizbeach, then Yechaper includes the Azarot. And now we get to who is it Mechaper on? Kohanim Kimashmao. Okay, obviously that's Kohanim. Amakahal Elu Yisrael. Okay. And then Yechaper, what does that include? Oh, well, what group's missing? Elu Halevim. Okay. Now, what do you see from this pasuk comes from Rabbi Yehuda to say? They're all put together. Hushvu kulam lekaparachat. And there he says it. He says, look at this pasuk. This pasuk is this klali pasuk, which talks about it's mechaper on all the, you know, you're mechaper on either in all these different locations, whatever it is. And then it puts together kohanim, levim, yisraelim. Must be they're all hushvu for, even though the subject of the of it is not the seir mishaleach, but there must be something they're all similar about. We know they're not all covered by the same kapara when it comes to Mikdash HaKodesh, right? Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav, because we already know that, so we can't say that. So this is one of those Imei No Inyan. It can't be that they're Hushvu for Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav, because everybody knows that they each have separate korbanot for that. So it must be that it's something else they're all together with. They're all the same, and that must be the Seir Mishaleach. Okay, that's Rabbi Yehuda's proof. For Rabbi Shimon, what does he say? Because he disagrees. Omer, Kishem Shadam Seir and Asad Bifnim Mechaper al Yisrael Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav. Kach Dam Hapar Mechaper al HaKohanim al Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav. Okay, so now he says, the, remember, we have blood in the Seir Bifnim and we have blood in the Par Kohen HaGadol. So just like there's blood in the Seir, right? We use the sprinkling of the blood, and what does that do? It atones for Yisrael for what Avera, for Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav, that everyone agrees with. So Kach Dam HaPar Mechaper Lekohanim Al Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav. We're going to assume Dam is like Dam. So the Dam there that we know what it covers must cover the same thing. The Dam HaPar must cover the same thing, but for the Kohanim. And now we're going to do the same thing with the Vidui. Ukeshem Shevidui Shal Seir Meshtalech Mechaper Al Yisrael B'Shar Averot. Kach Vidui Shal Par Mechaper Al Kohanim B'Shar Averot. He comes very simply and he says, look, the par has two elements that neither of the other two have both, right? So the dam must be learned out from the dam, and the vidui must be learned out from the vidui. So just like we know this vidui by Yisrael for Shar Averot and the Seir Meshtalech, we're going to say that the par Kohen's vidui must cover the same thing, but for the Kohanim. Okay, so that's very clear. Ula Rabbi Shimon, so now we're going to go and do the ping pong. Well, why didn't Rabbi Shimon hold what Rabbi Yehuda held? Ula Rabbi Shimon, hai vadai hu shvu. It's clear in that pasuk that Rabbi Yehuda brought that they're all equal about something. So mai hu shvu. So what is similar about those three groups? Because according to him, right, there is no case where they all, there's no korban where they're all mitchaper. So what does he answer? They're generally similar in that they get atonement. Okay, they each get atonement, right? Mihu kol chavacha mechaper b'tenafshe. But each one gets their kapara in their own way. Okay, so yes, they're similar, that they get kapara. That's what the pasuk is saying. But obviously, each one gets kapara in their own way with their own unique korban. My time ed Rabbi Shimon, where does he learn this from? Dichtiv v'lakach et shnei seirim. So now he's going to call this a hekesh, even though it's not, usually a hekesh is when you have two things in the same pasuk and you're going to learn from one to the other. Here we're saying a hekesh in the sense, when, if you remember in the beginning of the process, what does the Kohen do? He takes the two seirim and then he brings them to the goral, right? And one goes to Hashem and one goes to Azazel. So lakach et shnei seirim, it kush seir mishtalech l'seir nasa bifnim. We're going to assume that they're similar. Masir nasa bifnim eino mechaper al kohanim al tumah mikdash v'kodeshav. Dichtiv be asher la'am. The seir nasa bifnim, we know for sure it doesn't take care of the kohanim, because what does it say there? It says asher la'am. Okay? So because it says asher la'am, this is the Quran that's designated for the people, and therefore not for the kohanim, and everybody agrees with that. Therefore, we're going to say, remember, everybody agrees about the seir nasa bifnim. So now what's he going to say? Well, I learn a hekesh. It says, shnei seirim. So that means that what's true for one is true for the other. So if the seir nasa bifnim is clearly, which even Rabbi Yehuda agrees with, is just for Yisrael and not for the Kohanim, and that's learned out from the words, asher la'am. So therefore, af seir mishtalech eino mechaper ala kohanim b'shar averot. So therefore, the seir mishtalech is hukash. It's the same in that it only covers, it's l'chol la'am. So now they say, well, Rabbi Yehuda, what's he going to say? Amar lecha. He would say, and as if he were here to answer, but he's not, but he would say, lahacha itkush. They were compared not for this halacha, they were compared for a different reason. This is another famous halacha. Shiyu shavim b'mar'eh u'bekoma u'bedamim. It's a little similar to the Ben Sura Mered. The parents have to have the same voice, the same height, the same, they have to look the same. Also here, you have to take the shnei seirim. What do they learn? Both seirim have to be identical to each other. Okay, they have to look the same, they have to be the same height, and they have to be the same value. Okay, you can't take two seirim that look different. Huda'ata. That's what it's coming for. So in other words, they're not coming to teach you that the seir mishtalech is just for Israel. Oh, I'm sorry, the seir bifnim is just for Israel, and therefore the seir mishtalech is also just for Israel. No, it's coming to teach you a different halacha, that the two have to look identical. Okay, now they're going off and they're saying, okay, now we have another braita, and we want to know who's the author of this braita. Which opinion of these does it match? Man tana lahadetana rabbanan. There's a braita that says, "V'shachatet seir chatat asher la'am." That's what we just quoted before. The seir asher la'am, right? That's where it's clear that the seir nasa b'fnim is only for the people. Okay, and we know that it's on tumah mikdash v'kodeshav. We already darshan that all out. So now we're going to say, how do we know she'ein hakohanim, right? That teaches us she'ena koni mitchaprim bo. Right? Clearly, they're not getting kapara from that. Ubamem mitchaprim. So then, what do they get kapara from? Now we're going to end up with a bit of a quandary, because b'parosh al Aharon, Well, they're going to get it from the power of Aaron. But now we're going to say, well, maybe not. Yechol lo yitkavru paro shel Aaron, shekvar ne'emar, asher lo. The Seir Bifnim says, asher la'am. The Seir of Aaron says, asher lo, that's for him. So me'ata ein lahem kapara. You're leaving the Kohanim without anybody then. If you're going to take everything so literally, the Pasuk, I'll read you the Pasuk. It's a Vayikra Tet Zayin Pasuk Vav. It's hey on my, in my Torah or here. V'ikriv Aharon et par chatat asher lo, v'chiper ba'ado ba'ad beito. So he sacrifices this par, that's for him. Notice we called it the par Kohen Gadol. Not the par of the Kohanim. It's called the par Kohen Gadol. So if that's the case, right? So the Kohanim are left nowhere. They're not part of the Kohen Hagadol. So how, where are we going to put them? Kishuhu omer yechaper ala Kohanim. Go back to the pasuk we started with. Remember that long pasuk? Vekiper et hamikdash hakodesh ve'et o moed ve'et hamizbeach yechaper va'ala Kohanim. Ah, here it says va'ala Kohanim. So matzino lehem kapara. Well, clearly from that pasuk, it shows they do get kapara. So the question now is, so where are they going to fall? They obviously have to fall into one or the other. Now you can see also, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon have a machloket about it. Because it's not clear from the psukim where they go. It's clear the Kohen Gadol is from the par. And it's clear that Israel is from the Seir Lazazel. And this group of Kohanim, which now we've proven for sure they're part of kapara. It's not like they don't get kapara, which nobody really thought they weren't going to get kapara. But notice, you know, they're kind of missing there. So where do they do it? So mutav sheyitchapru beparo shel Aharon. Now remember, we're trying to figure out who the author of this bright is. So adif, better that they should get kapara from the power of Aharon. Why? Shaharehu tar michlalo. Because already there's a bit of an exception here. Etzel beito. In other words, notice his beito is included. It's not just lo, but it also says, that's why I specifically read you the whole pasuk, b'chiper ba'ado ba'ad beito. So since already they're kind of including more, right? There's no change in it, right? It's just l'chola'am. That's all that's said. Lo utar michlalo, etzel beito. V'im nafshech lomar, and if you want to disagree, harehu omer, notice this pasuk in Tehillim, which you're all familiar with from Hallel. Beit Aharon berchu et Hashem. Beit Halevi berchu et Hashem. Yir'e Hashem berchu et Hashem. Notice, Beit Aharon, who does that include? It's obviously the Kohanim. Because there's Kohanim, there's Leviim, and there's just Yir'e Hashem, which means the rest of Israel. So clearly, Beit Aharon means the, all the Kohanim. So therefore, when it says Ba'ad Beito, it must be including the Kohanim. So now, Mantana, who's the author of this braita? I'm a Rabbi Yirmiyah, to lo ke Rabbi Yirmiyah, to lo ke Rabbi Yehuda. It's obviously not like Rabbi Yehuda. De'i Rabbi Yehuda, ha'amar konim yesh lehem kapara b'sir mishtalech. Right, it would have sided them with the sir mishtalech. Umane, and who is this? So who is it? Well, this is obvious, right? Rav Amar, Rabbi Shimon, he, it must be Rabbi Shimon, de'amar, konim em lehem kapara b'sir mishtalech, right? Because he holds that the konim don't get kapara from the sir mishtalech. But Abai comes and he says, no. Amai Amar Filu Tema Rabbi Yehuda. You can even say this is Rabbi Yehuda. And Hachi Kamar Me'ata Ein Lehem Kapara B'Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav. Kishu Omer Yechaper LaKohanim Matzinu She'esh Lam Kapara B'Shar Averot. U'Kamod Matzinu She'esh Lam Kapara B'Shar Averot Kach Yesh Lam Kapara B'Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav. So, and then B'Mei Mitchaprim Utav Shitkapru B'Paro Shal Aron Sharei Utar Michlalo Etzel Beito V'Al Yitkapru B'Sir Anjana Sabifnim Sharei Lo Utar Michlalo Im Nashech Lomar Rabbi Omer Beit Aron B'Chut Hashem V'Chulei. So what's he trying to say here? The rest was just explaining according to his reading. So now what's he saying basically when it says, well, then you're leaving them without kapara, what's the subject? We assume you're leaving them without kapara B'Shara Averot. He says, no, no, no. The subject is you're leaving them without kapara for Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav. Clearly, they do have kapara b'shara averot. Okay, so then they say, right, so let's read it. Me'ata emem kapara, when they left, right, when we got to the point of the writer where they said, well, then the Kohanim are left with nothing. He's only talking about the Kohanim are left for nothing for Tumat Mikdash V'Kodashav. It was obvious that they're in the Sira Mishaleach B'shara averot. It's just the issue of Miktumah Mikdash for Kodashav, because again, the Siyar Nasa Bifnim is going to be for Yisrael. The par that was Bifnim is for the Kohen Gadol. So what are they left with? So Kishu Omer Yichaper Al HaKohanim, so that shows Matzino Sheyesh Lem Kapara B'Shara Averot. That clearly indicates, now we're going to say what? That they get Kapara for all the other Averot, which he had no debate about. Ukemo, and now he adds a jump. Ukemo de Matzino Sheyesh Lem Kapara B'Shara Averot. Since we know from that pasuk that they get kapara on everything else, it's obvious then that they're going to get kapara on Tumah Mikdash v'Kodeshav. It's not that the pasuk is relating to the Kohanim and Tumah Mikdash v'Kodeshav. The pasuk there already, what did he say from that pasuk? Remember, that's Rabbi Yehuda. He says that pasuk shows the Kohanim, the Levim, Yisrael, they all get kapara from the Seir Mishtalech. So how does that pasuk prove his point according to Abaye? It proves that since they get kapara for Shara Averot, they're obviously going to get kapara also for Tumah Mikdash v'Kodeshav. The question only becomes, what is going to do it? Is it the Seir Bifnim or is it the Par Kohen HaGadol? And then we knock out the Seir Nasa Bifnim, right? Because we're going to say, oh, the Paro Shel Aharon says Va'al Beito. Because it adds Beito, Beito must be the Kohanim. And that's how we end. And then it's basically we try to say that it was clear that that Braita, the author was Rabbi Shimon, comes by and says, no, you can also read it according to Rabbi Yehuda, and you just would narrow the focus that it wasn't, that the nosei, the topic wasn't, how do you know the Kohanim get kapara bichlal? It's how do you know the Kohanim, not only how do you know they do, but also then, how do you know they have kapara for Tumat Mikdash for Kodeshav? And if so, which animal is going to take care of that for them?